Random House Audio presents A Star for Mrs. Blake by April Smith. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. In 1929, Congress enacted legislation that authorized the Secretary of War to arrange for pilgrimages to the European cemeteries by mothers and widows of members of military and naval forces of the United States who died in the service at any time between April 5, 1917, and July 1, 1921, and whose remains are now interred in such cemeteries. Congress later extended eligibility for pilgrimages to mothers and widows of men who died and were buried at sea, or who died at sea or overseas, and whose places of burial were unknown. The Office of the Quartermaster General determined that 17,389 women were eligible. By October 31, 1933, when the project ended, 6,693 women had made the pilgrimage. National Archives. This is a work of fiction. Deer Isle, Maine, 1931. Chapter 1. February. Cora Blake was certainly not planning on going to Paris that spring, or ever in her lifetime. She was the librarian in a small town on the tip of an island off the coast of Maine, which didn't mean she'd never traveled. She did spend 2 years at Colby College in Waterville and visited family in Portland, went to Arizona once, and if you counted yachting, knew most of the New England coast. Her mother had been the great adventurer, married to a sea captain who'd taken her all around the world.